Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right. Just got this new UFC 3 video game. Take some time out of practicing my takedowns. Play some video games. All right, let's see how this is going. Oh, pick a fight. Who do I want? Darren Till. Kamaru Usman. Tyquil. Oh, me versus Tyquil. Let's do it. Tyquil. Wait a second. Wait. What the fuck? Why am I not on this game? Why am I not on this stupid ass game? I'm the number 3 welterweight in the world. How am I not on UFC 3? I gotta check this out. DLC? What is a DLC? How did they not put me in the game? No wonder everybody else got their W-2s before me. God damn it. Fucking A&A MMA is gonna tear me up for this one. Start it up.
What's up? A&A MMA is back. Slim made the recovery, and I am not as fucked up as I was last week, and I promise I got my facts on Deckington, and they're going to be correct this time.
Yeah, what episode is it?
This 41. Right. Okay. I don't know why I thought we were like 4 weeks behind last week, but it's episode 41.
Right. Okay. We're back.
The Dirk Nowitzki episode. Oh
yeah.
In your mouth. Blow. Splash. Bow. Bow.
We're back. Do you want to hear how what my grade of your solo cast was?
Go for it.
You get a B.
Ooh, I mean, that's fair enough.
Solid B.
It's fair enough.
B flat, if you will.
I talked to myself for an hour. I called judges, refs about 12 times.
You did? So apparently I need to let you intro the show more often.
Yeah.
So you can, you know,
work on that.
Get on that. Yeah. One thing I did like, though, that you were very, what's the word? Fluent. You didn't say a lot of but you need to take quicker drink sips.
Bro, I was chugging.
I know, and that caused the pause. But if you just like, all right, so we're going to talk about this, you know?
Dude, I can't, because I was getting to the point where my mouth was so dry, you could hear, I'm like... Like, you can just hear my tongue sticking to the roof of my mouth, and I just leaned back, and it was Bud Light, too, so I was just like... Gaw, 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 gaw,
when you said that, I was just like, oh, my God, I could hear the sound of my tongue hitting my mouth. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I pictured it. My mouth got dry. I had to go get a drink.
I know, right? Your mouth instantly was like you put salt in it.
Yeah.
Oh, also another correction. Bud Light is not our sponsor.
Nope.
That was a lie.
Nope.
I made that up.
Yeah. Nope. I do not drink Bud Light. But we're back. The day the A team is back.
A team. Da, da, da.
I don't like to call my shots too far in advance. We will have Andrew Law on next week to come talk about his win. Speaking of which, I got to talk about this yet. I got to see backstage at the Honor Fighting Championship 2.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to hear about your experience.
No.
Slim, tell us.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about everything.
First of all, it was great. It was fun. Got to be in the back room when all the fighters are warming up. Like, one fighter leaves, comes back all, like, beat up and bloodied. It was just like, whoa, that's crazy. But I didn't get to really watch the fights because I was back there with them, but that's fine.
It was worth it.
Totally worth it, you know, just cheering on the victory guys. They were 3-0 that night.
Oh, shit.
Super sick. And, like, I got to walk out with everyone. And just to let you know, I got drunk enough for the both of us.
Yes.
Because you said that you're going to be like the drunk uncle. Yeah, no, I was.
Super drunk uncle.
Bro, I probably look like a fucking douchebag because I'm walking out there with my Snapchat like, yeah, go Andrew
Flash, flash on and everything. Flat,
yeah, yes. Like staring at the crowd like, oh, you motherfuckers came here
fuck
for
you.
Me. And got in the cage with him, got a picture with all the victory. Dude, it was sick, man. It was sick, sick thing. You definitely got to come to the next one.
NAMMA, big moves. Big moves, yeah.
I haven't hit up the promotion yet talking about getting on to do commentary, but I will. That's a future endeavor that I would like to pursue. Quit that 9-to-5 and get on some fun shit. Not
you
some
can
bullshit.
Put me in the judging ring.
Is that, do you mean judging or refs?
I mean judging. I would much rather judge than ref.
Ah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And I mean, they need judges in MMA. Judges
they do. Judges are so fucking bad because if you're in Brazil and you have a decision, you're going to win it.
Basically.
Hot take.
Brazilian bone.
The fucking biggest Brazilian, the fucking Brazilian Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tex.
It's actually the size of Texas.
Oh.
You've never heard of a Tyrannosaurus Tex?
No.
It's a...
Yes.
I'm sorry. Taylor's on her way with our newest sponsor, Wendy's.
What up, girl? So we got to play UFC 3.
Oh yeah, shit, the official review. Colby Covington super salty that he wasn't in there, you know.
Yep. Number 3 welterweight in the world. That's got his,
they're like, this dude's an asshole.
Colby recently went into a wrestling ring to call out Tyquil Woodley, and Tyron accepted the fight and came out with his UFC belt and fought him in a wrestling ring.
In a wrestling match. It was the craziest thing anybody's ever seen.
No, this was complete satire. Colby was there, and he really did call out Tyquil, but the man that came out, I don't even know what he looked like, but definitely wasn't Tyron Woodley. It was ugly. He was ugly. He was an ugly dude.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, Colby desperately wants to wrestle, which, I mean, you know, if that's your thing, you know, it's fine.
Practicing his takedown.
My takedowns. My takedowns.
Colby Covington knocks out Tyquil Woodley at pro wrestling event.
Yep.
This dude is such a fucking worm, it's not even funny, bro.
Play the audio. Go ahead and put it in the...
Yeah, give me that.
You had it.
Look at his little fucking floods he has on.
You had it.
Colby, why are you such a worm, bro? This is so bad. Bro, why is dude fat as shit?
What happened?
Bruh, I'm just pulling it up. Are they joking right now? That's the best. They literally just picked the only black dude there and was like, give him a belt, fuck it. Call him Tyron Woodley. And I know Colby's racist ass was behind that.
I'm sure.
Dude looks like Derek Lewis. All right, to give you guys a comparison, my dude looks like fucking Derek Lewis. Bro, get this dude all the way the fuck out of here.
Dude, that is so funny.
What a worm. No wonder they didn't put you in. You're about to be in WWE 2K fucking 18, you fucking worm.
He'd probably love that. Actually, I mean, he'd get quite the check for
dude
that.
Dude is a straight donut.
He's an oddball. He's out there. That was just a weird stunt. I get one to call out Tyron Woodley, but in the wrestling ring?
Fucking weirdo, bro.
Very weird. They're fake Woodley.
Yeah. Anyways.
Footley!
Oh! We had a fight night.
In Belém.
Oh, wait. Back to the UFC 3 review.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard, honestly. The striking's definitely a lot different. Ground game, rather the same. Career mode, 100% better than what it was. Still needs some tweaks, but they are on the brink of success.
Yeah,
EA Sports.
I'll still be playing UFC Undisputed 2.
Shout out to that, Slim.
The original.
So.
That's my shit.
We had UFC Fight Night 125.
In Belém, Brazil.
This was the first time that the promotion has ever visited Para, which is in the country's north region, a state.
Okay.
Yes, Brazil has states.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So this was Belém, Pará, Brazil, just like we'd be Akron, Ohio, United States.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same shit.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's northeast Brazil. First time, like I said, that they've actually gotten to go into that north region. Mm-hmm. And, man, the fucking Brazilians came out murdering shit.
That they did. The fight's delivered. There was every single fight was part Brazilian.
It was Brazil versus the world. That was the theme of this card, is cool. We don't get to see too many of those anymore. So I like it. I like when they do that, man. I really do. I absolutely love when they put their foreign fighters against the world. That's just a great thing that really gets the fans behind it. Did you hear that crowd?
Yeah.
They were going ham.
The arena wasn't that big either. It's only 10,000.
They were getting that shit rocking.
Yeah.
And socking.
It was good.
I loved it.
They were saying.
From the very... Oh, BRB.
Okay. Brazilians are... You know, notoriously known for being huge supporters of people from their own country. And that was no, I don't know. I'm off my game today. What's up, Taylor? I'll admit it.
You were trying.
I was trying.
But Monty's back to save Slim.
All right, here we are. Let's take it from the top.
A battle of unbeaten prospects.
Davison Figueiredo against Joseph Morales.
Bopo. So I picked Davison Figueiredo in this one. He's a very explosive athlete, and he came out and proved it. Did his thing there in that flyweight division, and we have a new contender. Dude, his work rate, Mighty Mouse.
He looked awesome.
He even has Mighty Mouse's ears. Shout out to him.
He has his ears.
So Davison Figueiredo.
Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Davison Figueiredo defeated unbeaten prospect Joseph Morales to keep his unbeaten record. With a second round TKO victory.
I thought you said everyone lost their unbeaten records.
Except Davison Figueiredo.
Okay, cool.
Because there was a battle of unbeaten, so somebody had to lose the shit.
Sweet. Okay.
And that was a preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass. How about you pay that $10, you pieces of shit?
Right. Going into the next fight, I liked how you said last week about how they keep putting Yuria Alcantara on the undercard. Bottom of the undercard, which they definitely have been. But he made a statement here. He was number 15 in the bantamweight division earlier in the year and got knocked down. But he's going up against Joe Soto, and it only took him a minute or 2 minutes to put him away. Mm-mm. 1 minute, yeah, 1 minute.
Minute and 8 seconds. So Joe Soto, man, came into the UFC with a lot of hype. I mean, he was doing really good. Remember, he fought TJ Dillashaw for the championship in the bantamweight division.
Yeah.
His last two fights, he's lost in a combined 1 minute and 36 seconds.
Holy shit.
30 seconds to Brett Johns, 1 minute and 6 seconds now to Yuri Alcantara, who just absolutely sliced through my man.
That's cut him right up. Because Brett Johns got the calf slicer.
Ah, didn't.
Geeky. So yeah, Yuri Alcantara trying to make a little statement. You know what I'm saying? Only landed 17 punches. That's all it took.
Mm-hmm. What was the result, Slim?
TKO at minute 8 of round number 1.
It's minute 6, but
okay,
we're on to something here. Moving on to the women's strawweight division.
We had Maya Stevenson going up against Polenia Vienna.
You're not allowed to just call her Maya Stevenson because I had to pronounce her full name last week.
What? That's all I see.
Oh, yeah. I got it for you.
All right.
I was like, damn it. I wish Slim was here. You don't remember me saying that?
I do, but I don't remember what her name was.
Ooh, my computer is like, LOL, bitch, you want to do something? Not my computer, my lovely girlfriend Taylor's computer. Shout out to our sponsor, Taylor.
Taylor, was that check?
All right, Slim, name saying time.
Maya... Hang on, how do I approach this? Kaonael Stevenson?
Almost. That was the first part was pretty good. It's Kaonale.
Oh, is she Hawaiian?
Yeah, it seems as if she's married to Joe Stevenson.
Really?
Bro, I just put two and two together. She fights at Joe Stevenson's Cobra Kai. Let me make sure I'm not lying. I might be lying. I could have totally made that up. I don't know that for a fact, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I put two and two together. That's not fact. That's not how those work.
I might have definitely made that up. My bad.
That's funny.
Anyways.
Well, this was her UFC debut. She did take an L, and it only took about a minute. No, I lied. That one was like 3 minutes.
Poliana Viana defeated Maya Stevenson via submission, rear naked choke, 3 minutes and 50 seconds into the very first round.
And the Brazilian started off 3-0?
Yes, they did. Came out to a hot start. Remember, they had started the year 1-9. Hot take, it's because USADA's around.
Really?
Is Monty Holland?
Ooh. Or am I talking look who we just got popped.
Or are facts.
JDS and Anderson Silva just got popped, you know?
I'm just saying.
I don't know if there's truth to that, but maybe. They're eating tainted kangaroo meat.
Yes, that they are.
So I wonder how many fighters are going to get popped this weekend. 10 fighters. Jesus.
Hot take.
All right, moving on to the next fight. Alan Patrick. Wait, how did...
Alan Patrick.
How did...
It's Alan Patrick.
Poliana win?
What? It was us. Rear naked choke. Okay, 1 minute. Cool. Or, I'm sorry, 3 minutes and 50 seconds into the very first round.
Nice. Alan Patrick.
Alan Patrick going up against...
Damir Hadzovic.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Dude. Total shutout.
Yeah, Alan Patrick just absolutely fucking dominated this fight, dude. So, I guess Hadzovic used to be a bodybuilder.
Okay.
Got his ass muscled, though.
Yeah.
Alan Patrick is a strong ass dude.
9 takedowns.
He is now 5-1 in the UFC. I don't know. I'd like to see him fight somebody good, dude. I'd like to see him against. That was mad disrespectful, I guess. But
this is top competition.
Yeah, sorry, that was fucked up. Shout out to Damir Hadzovic. He's like, ah, fuck you, buddy.
Oh no, new enemy of AMMA. Yeah. But Patrick getting it done. Unanimous decision.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to get a spoon.
What is those hand signals?
That was...
I don't like hand signals, and I don't like sand signals either.
Sandstorm came on. Sandstorm? Wendy's doesn't give spoons out anymore.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to somebody who is not our sponsor anymore, Wendy's.
Wow, the quickest turnaround of sponsorship in the world.
Now I got to use my fries as a spoon.
That's what most people do anyway. Is this a food podcast? Did we just turn this into a food podcast? We could, but not right now.
Listen,
back to business. Back to business.
Moving on to the welterweight division.
The Dirty Bird.
Dirty Birdie.
Tim Means going up against Sergio Morales. I thought Means would have got this one. But we're in Brazil, so that's not the way it goes.
How do you get... Oh, God, my throat's so spicy.
Stop fucking eating.
How did my dude outstrike him by like 40 strikes per round?
Yep.
And they said he lost.
Yep. Because we're in Brazil.
Exactly. Some hot shit. Me and Chad, shout out Chad, we're watching this in utter disbelief. What the fuck was that? That's why they need to put Monty in the game.
I mean...
The next great judge.
Were all the judges Brazilian?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure there's like 5 of them there. Or maybe I made that up. Maybe all the judges are the same every single time.
I know it's pretty steady though.
Sergio Moraes, who is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion, decided to stand up and strike with boxer Tim Means, and I guess it paid off. Yeah. I had it 29-28, Tim Means. Slim had it 29-28, Tim Means. The judges, of course, saw it 29-28. In favor of Sergio Moraes, one judge, rightfully so, had it 29-28 for Tim Means, but as Slim said, when in Brazil... And that was the preliminary card on Fox Sports 2, which was falsely advertised to be on Fox Sports 1 by the UFC app. Please, fix your shit. If you guys need a team who can put the proper fucking channel that your shit's going to be on, hit A&A MMA up. Maybe we can type a couple things that are actually correct in your
website. I'm good at that. Yeah. Moving on to the main card. This main card was stacked. I was looking forward to this. And the first fight of the night. Phew,
gosh damn.
Thiago Santos.
The sledgehammer? Is that not, why isn't that his nickname?
It should be. I don't know. Or like the pile driver or something. Give me something. Going up against Anthony Smith. Smith looked really good in this fight, but man, dude.
Let's talk about that series of events that happened where he threw the spinning back kick that perfectly just deflected off Anthony Smith's face.
Right in the jaw. Just bink.
And then he ran
Smith
up.
Ate it up.
Followed it up with a flying knee. Ate that up.
Yep.
And then got the takedown.
Yeah.
Anthony Smith did.
Anthony Smith is a bad dude. Like, he took everything Santos threw at him, except the toe to the liver.
Toe to the liver was the one that ended it. Dug it right into, like, in between
not
his...
the big toe!
Oh, dude, right into the side.
Oh, it looked bad. It looked nasty.
Oh, but, dude, imagine that. From Thiago Santos? Fuck.
And he, like, he didn't trim his toenails or something?
Oh!
Just gouged
literally just, off. Like, yeah, like, stab you.
Ew! Yep, Thiago Santos get it done in the second round. The liver kick.
Yeah. Moving on to the bantamweight division.
Well, let's go back to Thiago. Thiago's number 15. Who would you like to see him next?
Ooh, in the middleweight division, Chris Weidman.
Weidman? Really?
Is that too high? Is that too high?
I don't know.
He needs a big fight coming.
He does.
That's
no,
for sure.
He definitely does. Let me pull up the rankings. But Weidman, former champ?
Mm-hmm.
Weidman might be up there. I don't think Weidman's going to go back down that low. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like a Brad Tavares? Krzysztof Jotko? No, he's coming off a loss. 14 is number
14. Ooh.
Yes. Not the like.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Porcina next for Santos, maybe.
That'd be a crazy fucking fight, bro.
That'd be nuts.
I don't know. I wonder if they fuck with each other. Both Brazilian.
Good question. I'm not sure. Not
we'll
sure.
Look into that.
But. Anyway. On the next fight. Douglas Silva de Andrade going up against Marlon Vera.
Chito.
We recently seen Marlon, I believe he fought John Lineker, was that right?
That's correct.
And Douglas Silva de Andrade, very similar fighting style to John Lineker. Just short, stocky, stand and bang. Mm-hmm. And man, he was catching Vera. But Vera was eating it, dude.
He was.
That was.
He got bloodied up, though.
Yeah. And the little, you know, it was pretty much Silva de Andrade's fight.
Yeah.
He got taken down at the end of the first round.
Power shots all day, was just pretty much landing him right where he needed to.
Yeah, and Vera showed his frustration. Came out in the third round looking heavy with nice output, but just getting caught.
Yeah.
Like, Andrade had the most accurate winding punches I've ever seen. Like, usually people throw that giant hook, like, that misses because it's so, it's so hard to, you know, keep it on track. But, man, he was very accurate with those. Marlon Vera showing his, what's it called, frustration. And gave De Andrade the double middle finger, and he just kind of went, oh, and handed him another shot in the jaw. So,
yeah.
De Andrade getting it done. 30-27, right?
30, I think one, yeah. All three judges had it 30-27. Douglas Silva De Andrade defeats Marlon Chito Vera.
So,
unanimous decision.
Brazilians are 7-0 thus far. Not looking good for anyone else.
Now we have unbeaten Brazilian prospect, Marcelo Gomes.
Going up against Tim the Mustache Johnson.
Hey.
Marcelo Gomes, we saw him in his last fight, last time they were in Brazil, and he looked really good.
Yeah, he choked out Christian Colombo.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing this guy again. They put him up there against Timothy Johnson. He's number 15 in the world.
Yeah, and, big ass dude. Big weight advantage in this fight.
I'm not going to lie. It was total experience factor from these fights on is why the younger fighters
great way
lost.
To put it, Slim.
Or not necessarily younger, but inexperienced.
Less experienced.
Yeah. Marcelo Gomes just, when Tim Johnson had a great game plan, he was striking, getting out of the way, and
closing distance.
Yeah, putting shots together and then kind of like wrapping him up. And Marcelo Gomes had no answer for the dirty boxing. He looked lost. He looked like he did not know what to do when he got in the clinch. He did have some success with reversals on the cage, mm-hmm. but when they were just standing in the middle and Tim Johnson's just laying these body shots on him, he looked completely lost. Like he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, so
I thought Tim Johnson might have been able to finish it. He was throwing everything at him. Marcelo Gomes' chin, though.
Yeah, he was taking him, dude.
My God.
With some work, he could really become a great prospect in the heavyweight division, but...
So this makes me worried now.
Why?
Because we all thought Gomes was going to come out and just, like, run over Johnson, and then we'd have a brand new lightweight prospect. Like, oh, and I was like...
Heavyweight.
And I was like, oh, that's exactly what UFC needs to do. They need these young, big, hungry guys in there. They're just going to start taking over mm-hmm. and, like, beat the Ngannous and be the new Stipes and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that did not happen. And right. so it's got me wondering what's going to happen with Tai Tuivasa and Adrian Bular.
We'll get to that because we get to see Tai Tuivasa
next week. But Adrian Bular, too. Don't forget about him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I think he does have a little more experience than... Anyway, so yeah, definitely Marcel Gomes will be back. He just needs to do a little homework. Maybe, you know.
Timothy yeah. Johnson maybe moves up in the rankings. I feel like that's where he belongs.
Yeah, He's so, good. He's good, though. Good performance.
Timothy Johnson defeats Marcelo Gomes.
Breaks the Brazilian
30-27, 29-28.
Going on to the next fight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say that Thiago Santos and Anthony Smith got fight of the night.
They did, and Alcantara got knockout of the night.
Yep. Damn, didn't mean to burp in your guys' ear, but I did.
Nice. So, on to the lightweight, kind of. One fighter was lightweight.
there was fat as shit.
Desmond Green versus Michel Prazeres, who weighed in at like fucking, what are you weighing at?
161.
Yikes. Basically a welterweight at that point, almost. Desmond Green said, fuck it, I'll fight him anyway, and... Prazeres took a 40% pay cut.
Yo, let me rephrase that for Slim here. So my dude weighed in at 161.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, you're an asshole, but if you weigh in at 173, we won't cut your purse by 40%.
What, like the day after or something?
Yeah, and Desmond Green has every right to be like, yo, fuck this.
Totally.
My dude weighed in when trying to hit the 173 maximum, like, that's all you're allowed to weigh limit. Day after, yeah. My man weighed in at 180 pounds.
Wow. Gained 20 pounds in a day.
This means that Michel Prazeres, who comes in at 5'6", has missed weight so many times that he is now not allowed to fight in the lightweight division ever again.
Really? I didn't know there could be anyone in the division like that. He must fight
at the welterweight division from now on.
Wow.
At 5'6". Can you imagine him versus Wonder Boy?
Oh my God! 6'2", just puts a hand out and
like,
stops
what
him.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
So yeah, that happened.
Now he'd be a fighter that would benefit from like a 165, but still, that's insane, man.
Silly.
Like, why did you ever think you could cut down that much?
Yeah, just stop.
This dude was just a fucking tree stump. He reminded me of Rusmar
Paul Harris.
Desmond Green, sure enough, took the fight, and you know, it was kind of like, wow, I can't believe that this man who weighs 40 pounds more than Desmond Green is throwing him around the ring. I can't believe it.
Yeah, no shit.
So yeah,
Desmond Green, to his credit though, his takedown defense was not bad whatsoever.
No, and he got some of his own.
It was rather good.
Yeah, their scrambles were looking pretty nice. It was pretty fun to watch, but...
Prazeres just ended up getting on top.
And yeah, and as the rounds went on, Green lost his scrambling ability, kind of, you know?
Exactly. So, fought at a catchweight, supposedly. They said it was at 161. Fuck out of here. That shit was fought at, like...
Fuck out of here.
Straight middleweight division.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to know what Desmond weighed in at the day after.
Oh, good question. He probably didn't have to weigh in, but if he did...
Well, because I think that's their new thing. Like, the UFC's doing a new weight-cutting kind of law, if you will. Not a law, but like a way to go.
Tay, we got napkins?
Wendy's forgot the spoons and the napkins. but what it is like, you weigh in at this one day, mm-hmm. very next day they'll weigh you again, and if you're, like, over a certain amount, they're going to say, like, yo, you shouldn't be fighting here.
Ah,
and Max Holloway said it might force him up to lightweight.
Oh, shit.
So, that's going to affect everyone.
God damn. We'll
see how that goes. That's going to be the new way to go in certain states. Anyway.
Moving on to the women. Oh, I'm sorry. Michelle Prezeres defeats Desmond Green, the unanimous decision, 30-27, 30-27, 29-28. And
yeah. On to the next fight.
We had the return of the Bullets in her new division. I'm calling it her division.
Her division, straight up.
There's not a goddamn soul in this sport. Maybe Ioana?
Nope.
No?
No.
I don't think no one is fucking with the Valentina Shevchenko in featherweight.
Not happening.
Or flyweight.
She's
nobody.
She's
nobody.
The best.
That's it. That's her belt. Give her the belt.
Nico Montano's hurt. Okay, we'll give the rightful champion her belt then.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Where has Nico been? Like, even if she's been hurt.
She won that Ultimate Fighter and now she's hurt.
I get if she's hurt, but like, they haven't brought her to any like news or media.
I haven't seen her at all.
Like, throw her in the crowd at an event like they do. Nothing.
Not anything.
She's not nowhere to be found. So is she gonna do like a drain to randomy?
Oh, maybe.
And refuse to fight Shevchenko?
I got
my
shit.
The belt?
Yeah. Ooh. Possibly. I can see that happening because I don't think anybody wants any of those problems.
My God. Valentina came out, landed three perfect shots, and I was just like, oh my God, look
at
her.
You could instantly see the hand speed difference.
I was like, look at her.
By a lot.
Dude, she looked so good. Landed 230 strikes to her opponent's three.
Yeah. Which is just outrageous. So.
My God, man. Valentina Shevchenko. Had her in a crucifix twice. Like, first round and pretty sure the second round.
Yep.
Until eventually getting the rear naked choke in the second, at the end of the second round. A lot of people said there's some controversy that Mario Yamasaki could have stopped it sooner, including the president, Dana White, who says that Mario Yamasaki will never ref in the UFC again.
He said he needs the... He's relying on the Brazil commission.
Yeah, to make that never happen. Which I thought he could have some say, because didn't he like kick out Evil? Quit doing that, you sloppy bitch. This dude's drinking a Frosty.
You guys can hear my cholesterol going up.
Is that what sugar does? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, Mario had some opportunities to stop it and didn't. I mean, I was all right with it, I guess, because she kind of like just did enough to improve her position enough. Like, right when it was like, he should stop this, she's in the crucifix, she would like get her arm out.
It's
so
true.
It's like, you know.
But at the same time, there were definitely a couple points where would have been okay with him stopping the fight. But Mario Yamasaki does it again.
Ooh.
Yamasaki to me!
So, another thing.
Taylor liked that one.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but a hot question.
Hot question.
Is Mark Goddard the best ref in the UFC?
Yes. Yes.
The best ref in general?
Yes. He's the new shit.
I think he's it.
I love Mark Goddard.
Mark Goddard's like just a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
What fight was it where... Oh, it was... We're back to the Prejeras fight.
Yep.
Michel Prejeras was on top of Desmond Green, kind of like in a side control almost,
right,
and was punching him in the back of the head.
And it was only two.
Yeah, it was only two. And Mark Goddard said, nope. Yanked him up.
Grabbed his hand.
Yeah.
Like, stop that shit.
Desmond Green was pissed. And Mark Goddard just went up to him like, listen, I'm the ref. I'm the one in charge. Do you understand me? You get that? I'm in charge. I'm in here. This is me. And Desmond was like, all right.
This is my shit.
Yeah. And Desmond was like, all right. And he was like, listen, I'm taking away his position. He hit you in the back of the head. I'm here to save you. So now you're standing up. So solid work, dude. Solid refing
shout
work
out
by
to,
Mark Goddard.
Yeah,
We don't praise refs enough. We just talk about the bad, like Mario. But man, Mark Goddard's a shit right now.
Yeah, I've been watching him so much lately. Like, damn, this dude's really fucking doing it right.
Yeah,
shout
I think
out
so.
To him.
I like Mark Goddard. That was just my yeah.
Yeah. So Valentina Shevchenko just absolutely fucked Priscilla Cochayera's life up. She might get a 6-month medical suspension from this fight.
Yeah,
One of the most lopsided fights we've ever seen. And did you see Al Iaquinta commented on Dana White's big long thing about this fight and said, you bully. He said, and he put the odds of the fight. He said, you guys are the one who should be blamed.
Yeah, honestly, 900-1. Come on. Valentina Shevchenko was a minus 900 favorite.
silly, dude.
That's nuts. But, I mean, then again, like, we've seen Ronda have those kind of odds. We've seen Cyborg have those kind of odds. So it's like, you know, that's just saying that Valentina's a great fighter.
Right.
And they really showed a lot of respect for Cochera.
She earned my respect, dude. That's fucking crazy. Oh, she hung in there, dude, as long as she did.
What heart? That's nuts.
Fucking crazy.
Crazy. Shevchenko found her new home.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The new
flawless victory.
The new flyweight queen is here to reign supreme.
I want
to
see her Juana. That's what I want. 2018. I called this last year. This is the fight to make. Especially if they do a champ versus champ thing. Woo! Woo! That's a good one.
Throw that in there with Nunes, Cyborg, DJ, TJ, and Stipe Cormier all in one night. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, you want to have the belt,
main
card
is just champions fighting each
other.
Holy
shit!
Bro, we would get so drunk and be stupid. That would literally be like 4 hours of fights. Five hours.
And then we'd be like, man, why do all these pay-per-views suck now? Because there's like nothing going on.
Well, anyways, Valentina Shevchenko defeated Priscilla Cochayera with a rear naked choke 4 minutes and 25 seconds into the very second round.
Yup.
Moving on to the main event of the evening.
Lyoto the Dragon Machida going up against Eric Anders.
Yeah, so high hopes here from ANA MMA for your boy Eric Anders, who was born in the Philippines, fun fact.
Hmm.
And, man, like we said, when you're fighting in Brazil, man, you gotta take that win. You can't leave it in the judges' hands because every time.
But I had Lyoto win in this fight.
I agree.
I had Anders win in the first two, and I think Lyoto took the last. No, Lyoto won this first two rounds. Uh-huh. Anders won 3 and 4, and then Lyoto took the last round.
Yeah, and I just don't know why Anders got so complacent with his striking.
Man,
he's such an explosive dude. I don't know why he was.
When he hit Lyoto, you could tell.
Yeah,
he hit him with a leg, and it cut Lyoto's like eyebrow off, basically.
Right.
Like his shit was leaking down his face, down his chest. It was disgusting. But Lyoto kept coming forward, and man, like Anders just didn't believe in his striking.
Didn't take it. He just didn't go take the fight like he could have. So.
But I mean, it's your first main event. You're in Brazil
against a legend. He probably had a lot of respect.
So he called
for
out
Lyoto.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he looked good. It was just like he's just being too patient.
Definitely,
way too patient.
I agree with that one, Slim.
And his shots were not. He's throwing these crazy whining, like running out. Like, well, I don't know.
So we'll see what they do with him. I'm sure he'll get. You know,
he'll be back.
He'll be back, and
he looked good. His cardio looked amazing.
Yeah, I can definitely see him.
He went five rounds, no problem.
Top 15 within the next, maybe by the end of the year, he might get into that top 15 with maybe two good performances this year if he can put those together. But
yeah,
Lyoto maybe he goes top 10 now.
Oh,
no,
that was turned 40 this year. I don't know, man.
He was ranked number 13 coming in.
That's true. Who could he face
with a good win, dude?
Who could he face? He just got knocked out to Brunson. I just keep looking back to that fight. Like,
I know.
But, man, how good is Brunson striking?
Right.
If Anders couldn't put him away, who I think might be a little more of a power puncher, but Brunson put him away like that?
I don't know. We'll see what's next for Machida. But
Machida Bisping?
Ooh, that'd be a good little exit fight for Bisping.
They're talking about doing Bisping Rashad, but I'd rather see.
That's not happening.
No?
No. Why totally not? Off the cards. And Bisping's not fighting at UFC London, which is just terrible.
I knew that, but why isn't he fighting Rashad now?
Because that fight is just off the cards at the moment. Really? I don't think they're even working on it.
Machida Bisping. Boom.
I like that one.
Let's do it.
So, Lyoto, the Dragon Machida, gets back in the win column against your boy Eric Anders. 48-47, 49-46, and one judge had it 48-47 for Eric Anders.
So, really?
Yeah, it was a split decision.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thought it was unanimous. Okay.
So we'll see what happens next there for both of those fighters. Overall, I thought it was a pretty good card.
Yeah.
Some controversy, some fun knockouts.
I laughed, I cried.
Good submission, fucking wild ass beating.
Right.
Yeah, it was a pretty good time. So we'll see next time the UFC returns to Northern Brazil.
Northern Brazil. Northern Brazil.
Do you need the aux cord, Sim?
No, I have the aux cord.
Oh, Sim's got the aux cord.
It's the second aux cord. I don't know. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll preview UFC 221 from Perth. Damn. Down under.
God damn.
Down under. Oh, maybe this isn't the aux cord. Here. I just picked up a random one. Whoopsie. Okay, here we go. This is a new game of them. I like them. Hey guys, this is Slim from the A&A MMA podcast and the main show, and I'm here to tell you about Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography. Go check him out. He's got a Facebook page. He's on YouTube. He does all sorts of things. He makes me look good, obviously, taking pictures at my show, and a ton of skateboarding videos and just nature photos in general. So go check him out, my good friend. He makes some sick shit. Now, enjoy the show. Some real shit. Oh, we're muted. That's some real shit. Heard you been popping on them zannies. Hope you don't forget to think about me.
Ooh. Guess who's back? Back.
We're back.
Back again.
Dude, you see zombies coming out with their new album?
Yeah.
Zombies.
I can't wait.
Flatbush zombies.
Ah, it's a plane. It's a zombie. Ah. So, we have a pay-per-view event coming up this weekend. Hope you guys saved up your money, pieces of shit.
Save your checks.
So, I guess we'll take it from the top.
Okay.
Do you want to start out, Slim? Or?
I sure will. We got Luke the Jedi Jumo against Daichi Abe. Didn't he just fight?
Daichi Abe. Abe. It's Abe.
Abe? Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Yeah, he did just fight. He beat Hyun-Gyu Lim at St. Preux vs. Okami. He holds an unbeaten record of 6-0 with 4 knockouts and 2 decisions. He is from Niigata, Japan.
Niigata. Going up against the Jedi from New Zealand.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go with the unbeaten prospect in this one. I'm going Daichi Abe.
How did he win his last one? I don't remember.
It was via KO, I believe. He knocked Gulem. Oh, it's a decision. Sorry about that.
I think I'm going to go with Abby, too.
A&A MMA going to select Daichi Abe in this one.
Daichi Abe in the next one. Our boy, Yashabo.
Masi's favorite fighter in the world.
Taruto Yashabo Ishihara.
Yashabo going up against some worm. What?
Was he always fighting in Texas?
Excuse me?
Jose Quinones, was he always fighting him?
I think that got changed. Give me one second.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, apparently that's always who he's been supposed to fight.
I'm thinking of Sean O'Malley. That's who I'm thinking of.
O'Malley!
Fighting our follower, our one UFC
Andre Sukumtha.
Yeah. Okay, that's who I'm thinking of. Okay, anyway, Yashabo going up against Jose Quinones.
There you go.
Yashabo coming off that win against getting kicked in the nuts several times.
Yeah, and he's going up against Jose Alberto Quinones, who is now 3-1 in the UFC. Ooh, that sounds a lot better, Sean.
Well, how'd you do that? What was on?
Whose headphone are you? Are you plugged into this one?
No, I'm in two.
Sean, the mix king, making Monty sound better.
Is that your headphones, Monty?
Hello, hello.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I sound good. I sound like a motherfucking charm, dude.
Okay, there you go. Cool. I was hearing.
Thanks, Dad.
I was hearing these headphones because they were cranked all the way.
Oh.
Cranked all the way to 10. These headphones.
I didn't know that.
But then also over here, you had the master like turned down to like 5, which it should be like right up here in between.
Oh. Here. Okay.
Way to go, Slim.
Yeah, I'm fucking up. Sean's here to get my back.
So, you already know who I'm picking in this one. I'll never go against my favorite fighter.
Yeah, we're going with Shabo.
And AMMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Teruto Yashabo Ishihara.
In the next fight, Paul the real... Paul. I almost called him Paul Pearson. What? Paul Pearson. Ross, the real deal person going up against Mizuho. Pearson. I said Pearson.
I think you said Pearson.
I don't know. Going up against Mizuto Hirota.
Nice. So Mizuto Hirota coming in here with a record of 18-8. If you remember, we last saw Hirota against Alexander Volkanovski, who's also on this card. And he's actually fought Teruto before. They fought to a draw. So
nice.
Before that, he'd beaten Cole Miller. And that is the extent of his UFC career. He is 1-1-1.
Pearson, however...
He actually fought Teruto in the Ultimate Fighter Japan finale.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Was Teruto on the Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, Teruto won the Ultimate Fighter.
What?
Or actually, no, it was a draw, so yeah, they both got contracts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was... All right, anyway. Damn, and they're still putting him on fucking Fight Pass?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. Anyway, Pearson, however, on a 4-5 losing skid...
Against very good fighters.
Yeah, I mean, Stevie Ray, Jorge Masvidal, Will Brooks.
But even before that, he was on a little bit of a win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. But I feel like he's hit that point now where it's kind of like... almost not, no coming back.
No, but he's only 33. I don't know. I'm going to take Pearson in this one. I think he's going to have a career resurgence, if you will.
Wow. A&A MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's going with Ross, the real deal Pearson. And I'm going to go with Mizuto Hirota. And that's the preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass. If you don't pay your $10, then you're just a jerk.
Yeah.
Moving on to the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1, allegedly.
It's weird that this is first fight of the night, number 4 in the world, Juicy Adolfo Amiga, going up against Ben Tan Wen.
Yeah. Juicy Adolfo Amiga is a talented flyweight. He's been in the promotion for a while now. We just saw him get a win over the very talented Oka Sasaki. Before that, he had lost to Ray Borg. He beat Dustin Ortiz. He beat Wilson Heiss, but he had that loss to Henry Cejudo. It seems like he really struggles against the top of the division, and I personally think Ben Wynn is the top of the division.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Ben Wynn.
He's coming off that submission of the night to Tim Elliott, so I'm going with Wynn as well.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one.
Benjamin Tennyson.
Ooh, Benjamin Tennyson Wennison. Moving on to the lightweight division.
Alexander Volkanovski. Going up against Jeremy Kennedy.
Yeah, the Canadian.
The undefeated Canadian.
11-0 record. We have seen him 3 times in the UFC now. He has an unbeaten record of 3-0 in the UFC. He beat Kyle Bochniak, Ronnie Jason, and Alessandro Ricci. Ooh, Sean with the pass off. And he gets a formidable opponent here.
Yeah, Volkanovski's on a 3-fight winning streak in the UFC alone. The Australian man. I'm going with Volkanovski.
Oh, wow. You think he's going to be the one who gets it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Against JBC.
Former rugby player, Alexander Volkanovski. He's actually won his last 13 fights in a row. He's also 3-0 in the UFC. Low-key good fight. I'm going to name this one Monty's... Actually, no. I actually have saved one for Monty's fight of the night. Yeah. I'm going to go with Jeremy Kennedy in this one.
Okay.
Grind cool. It out. ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's going with Alexander Volkanovski, and I'm going to go with Jeremy Kennedy. Let's move on to the middleweight division. This is my vote for fight of the night.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is going to be a banger. People don't know about it, but we have 11-1 Rob Wilkinson, who, coming off his first career loss against Sayer Bahadurzada, who has been in the UFC for a while, kind of a really tough first fight to get in the UFC.
Yeah.
He will be going up against
Israel.
You got it, Slim.
Adesanya.
Ooh, fucking nailed it like a hammer on a little tiny nail.
You know, that turned me on. Israel is 11-0.
Yeah, he holds a win over Melvin Gillard, and just because this dude's name is cool, Murad Kurmagomedov.
Okay.
Distant cousin of Khabib.
Maybe. Something like that.
So, who you got in this one, Slim?
I'm going to take the Aussie.
You know, Monty loves his unbeaten prospects. ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's going with the Aussie, Rob Wilkinson, and I'm going with unbeaten prospect Israel Adesanya.
Nice.
Moving on to the featured bout of the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1.
Dong-Hyun Kim going up against Damian Brown.
Yeah,
beat down Brown.
Damian Beatdown Brown's been getting his ass beat down his last two fights against Vince Pichel and Frank A, the fucking Crank Camacho. Fuck you, buddy.
Give me my bullies.
And he is going up against Dong-Hyun Kim, who is on a two-fight win streak himself.
I'm going with Kim.
I'm going to agree on this one. ANA MMA going with Dong-Hyun Kim in this bout. And that'll be the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
That one's free, you assholes.
Yeah. Moving on to the next fight.
The main card of the evening.
Tyson Pedro.
Ooh.
Going up against Sparbek Safarov.
Sparbek Safarov, who's coming in. I mean, that was pretty close. That was good. Who had just recently made his UFC debut against Jean Valente. That was at Derek Lewis versus Abdurakhimov. So we saw him get that loss for the first time via TKO. And now he's making his comeback to get into the win column against Tyson Pedro. That's a tough fight. But
I don't know. I like Pedro, dude.
If you remember, we just saw Tyson Pedro get his very first loss of his career against one Ilir Latifi. But other than that, he has some really good wins over Paul Craig and Khalil Roundtree. I think he's going to get it done in this one. I'm going with Tyson Pedro.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Tyson Pedro. Moving on to...
This is my pick for Fight of the Night.
Oh.
Jake the Celtic Kid Matthews versus Lee the Leech Jing Lang.
Yes.
Lee Jing Lang, dude. What a fucking brawler.
Yeah.
Jake absolutely. Matthews, though, the Celtic Kid, is no slouch himself.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a very good fight. Just how we've seen Lee Jing Lang fighting lately, I can't go against him, bro. He has so many good wins on his record, and the last four wins he's had, just crazy.
Yeah.
I got to go with Lee Jing Lang on this
one. I am as well.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Lee the Leech.
The Chinaman.
And we're going to move on to the heavyweight bout.
Ooh, I can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
Tai Bam Bam Toivasa.
Going up against the Frenchman. Cyril Asker.
The Silverback.
Yeah, so Cyril Asker has a record of 9-3.
Tai Tuivasa is undefeated, 8-0.
Remember, we just saw him with that crazy flying knee knockout in his debut.
Yeah.
Shit was fucking sick. He has a
100% knockout rate.
Yeah, that dude is awesome. All in the first round. He has a 9-second knockout, a 44-second knockout, and a 28-second knockout. Dude's sick.
I like Cyril Asker, though. He's a worker. He's very strong.
And Tai Tuivasa never has lost in professional boxing either.
Nice. I'm going with Bam Bam.
Oh, I lied. He's 5-2.
Bam Bam Baklava.
Ooh, yeah. Shout out to Action Bronson. ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Tai Bam Bam Tuivasa.
On Moving to the on. Next fight. Staying in the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
Number 5, Mark the Super Samoan Hunt going up against Curtis Razorblades.
This place is going to be rocking for this one.
Dude.
Shit's going to be litty. 5,000.
Curtis Blades, man.
Beast.
Oh, man. He's only ever lost to Francis Ngannou, and that was by Dr. Stoppage.
Mm-hmm.
He took Ngannou down with ease. That was like the first person that exploited his game, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
It's going to be a hard one. Of course, you can never count out Mark Hunt, dude.
No.
I mean,
every time you do, like with Derek Lewis, ends up showing.
That's Mark Hunt, dude.
Yeah.
Don't be silly, but
at
the same time, Curtis Blades is a rising star.
Razor Blades. I'm going to go with Razor Blades, man.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're going to go with Curtis Razor Blades. And now we are going to go to the interim middleweight championship of the world. Honestly, the wackest title in the game. They're just like, fuck it. We'll just call it an interim and sell it as a pay-per-view and see if the people like it.
I mean, that's not on purpose.
They could have definitely did something better. They could have just scrapped the fight and put something else on there.
What, Hunt headline? That's it?
No, they could have put something else on it.
Another championship fight.
Interim, interim, middleweight.
It's fine. We're back to interim. We just had some clarity in the division after GSP.
We're in the interim
GSP.
Day and age.
We're in the interim day and age. That's it. Sick. We might have another interim fight coming up at 222. It's the interim day and age. Anyway, champ. Robert Whittaker came down with, I believe it was chicken pox, something serious, and was forced out of the fight.
Yo, can't you die from like adult chicken pox? Yes. That shit's wild.
Yes. So in steps Yoel Romero, the soldier of God.
Yeah.
Number one contender in the middleweight division to fight Luke Rockhold for the vacant, well, not vacant, it's the interim belt. Because Robert Whittaker has the real belt. Anyway, I think it's a good fight, though. It's a good matchup. These two were supposed to fight a while ago, and it never happened. So, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun fight. I can see it going... I can see it going all five rounds, but at the same time, I can see one of these guys catching each other with some mean-ass shit, and that being the end of it. We've seen what both of these guys can do with their power. Yoel Romero's explosiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Rockhold's just technique, really. It's going to be a great fight.
Technique.
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 Stop on your right foot. Don't forget it. I got to go with my dude in this one. I'm going with Yoel, the soldier of God, Romero.
I'm going with Luke Rockhold.
Oh, we are going to disagree on the main event of the evening, the interim middleweight championship. ANA MMA disagrees. Slim's going with Luke Rockhold. Monty thinks you should pick Yoel Romero. I think you should agree with Monty, people. And that.
how about last week when you said you should probably
not
the opposite
listen to anything
of,
we say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was super right.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm going with Luke. I think he's going to take the belt. All I think right. He's got more skills than Yoel. But Yoel can catch him for sure.
Fuck yeah.
We'll see.
So that'll be UFC 221. Catch me and Slim somewhere drunk.
Yeah, somewhere. Like I said, 222, the title fight is off the cards. Max Holloway suffered a leg injury. They might put T-City in there. Do you think he's ready?
Yes, I do.
T-City versus Edgar?
Yes.
Edgar, the former champ?
Do it.
Really?
Do it, do it. I want to see it. Dude, T-City's... Who better than T-City?
I know.
You know?
I mean, no one right now, but... it's unfortunate. The co-headliner on that card is Struve and Arlovsky. So if they don't make something happen, this whole card could get scrapped potentially.
Right.
Or exactly. They could knock it off of pay-per-view and put it down to like an FS1 show or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like to do that. So I don't. They're kind of out of options. They're out of options, out of time. Garbrandt is trying to push TJ Dillashaw to. For a title fight rematch,
right.
But that's only 4 weeks for them to prepare.
Not really enough time.
No, but Cody said let's do it. So
you know, he'll do whatever.
Yeah, he just wants to fight. So that fight is off the cards right now, but it could,
Right.
We'll see. We'll see in the upcoming months.
You got any news, Slim?
This was my news.
Oh,
intro.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. so it was announced. Daniel Cormier versus Stipe. You didn't talk about this last week.
I thought I did. Oh.
Yeah. It was announced. They're coaching the next series of Ultimate Fighter, which is the Ultimate Fighter undefeated season. Every contestant on that show has an undefeated perfect record. Coached by none other than Daniel Cormier and Stipe.
I'm sorry. I'm reading something that I've never seen.
I'm reading
Can
something.
Can I have the aux cord? I guess I'll let... this woman here tell us what happened to the Pedro Munhoz and John Dodson fight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guess it was some super weird shit.
Really?
Not just a weight issue. 1 second as this loads. I'm sure there's going to be a commercial, so whoever ends up getting this commercial...
I'll cut it out, don't worry.
Oh, apparently Twitter's not down for this? All right. Yeah, I guess never mind.
Well, what did you read?
So, apparently Pedro Munhoz missed the weight cut because his hotel didn't have any hot water.
Really?
So, as to how that...
Oh, don't let Colby see that.
Say it's a dump, I told you!
Oh, okay. So he had to go from one hotel to another because he didn't have any hot water, which was going to help him with his weight cut. So therefore, he had to blame his weight cut on there being no hot water.
All right.
What do you think about Floyd Mayweather coming into the...
Can we put that to bed? Can we stop with the Floyd in the Octagon? I don't want... And then someone tried to tell me, oh, yeah, well, we all... Everyone said, oh, yeah, well, Conor boxes in the Octagon, and he should be able to box in the boxing ring, and look what happened. No. No, that's... No. Floyd stands no chance. I don't care what puncher's chance I gave Conor, because I did. I believed in him. I thought he might be able to catch him, make something happen. You know, Conor's an extraordinary fighter, and luck seems to come his way. But... No, Floyd can't do anything in the Octagon. And I seen some comments in some posts saying, like, oh, yeah, well, Floyd's been training really hard for these things for a few months. Who cares? Conor's been doing it for years.
And who are they going to put Floyd up against? Some no-name Conor. Who he might be able to... No, get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I don't...
Bro, Floyd couldn't beat, like, half of the women's featherweight division, let alone fucking Conor McGregor. Come on.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it at all.
Anyways,
and they'll probably make Conor drop to 145. I don't know if you can do that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
So Derek Lewis is scheduled to take on Marcin Tybura in his home state of Texas. He recently took a shot at Francis Ngannou.
He did several.
So, and this is a quote directly from Derek Lewis. He said, "Yeah, I'll fight him on site, you know. This guy over here, every time somebody asks me a question about him, I say something nice. But every time somebody says something about him, he's like trying to talk down on me, saying I'm not on his level, talking about how I'm too slow and this and that. I really don't care. But don't try and talk shit about me every chance you get. He talks shit, but he's never like, oh, I want to fight Derek. He's always talking down on me, but he doesn't want to fight me." And then he went on to say that Francis Ngannou is 40 years old and juiced.
Yeah. He was like, there's no way this man's my age.
That was funny. He said he's 40 years old. That is funny as fuck.
That was so funny.
Derek Lewis, always good with the one-liners.
Derek Lewis came on Ariel Helwani's show today, and when he popped up, like when the camera started, he was like wiping white stuff off of his like mustache and his nose. He's like, hey guys, what's up? And Ariel was like, what are you doing there, Derek Lewis? You participating in some... He's like, oh, fights in a month. I got to cut... Or fights in a couple weeks, I got to knock out this weight cut any way possible. That's pretty funny.
What a goofball.
Yeah, he is funny.
Anthony Pettis and Michael Chiesa will be fighting at UFC 223.
I've seen that. That's a good one.
And Kevin Lee still trying to pitch that Nate Diaz fight.
Yeah.
See if he gets that. Also, Douglas Lima intent on getting his rematch with Rory McDonald in Bellator.
I'd like to see it. That was a good fight.
That was a great fight. I'd love to see them run that back.
Yeah.
What
else you got? I don't,
That's all I got.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see you guys next week. We'll be previewing UFC Fight Night in Austin, Texas.
As always, thank you to Lousy Weather Media for giving us our platform to talk our shit. Taylor, thank you for being the love of my life. Slim, thank you for always supporting me in my endeavors in my talking career.
Your talking career.
Monty out.
Thank you. Thank all you guys. Bye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.